Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's the flagship. That's the almost 10-year-old website that's where you can get the show in, replayed in a number of different ways. You can take fair use possession of any of our interviews and use them to your advantage. You can find the articles that I've written, as well as our 500-plus Brain Trust members, the ones that they've written. You can subscribe to my free newsletter. You can check out our blog, which we update every weekday. Also, our knowledge base, the Small Business Knowledge Base, AskJim.biz, which is the world's only knowledge base for small business. Check both of those out. There is no barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you in. Let me tell you about our new friend, Kevin Clancy, ladies and gentlemen, who's with us now. Kevin is, along with Peter Krieg, is the author of Your Gut is Still Not Smarter Than Your Head. And Kevin is the chairman and CEO of Copernicus Marketing Consulting, which is a research-driven consulting firm with an international clientele. And he's here to talk to us about marketing. Kevin, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's exciting to be here.
It's good to have you here. I can see how it would be exciting for you. Kevin, I've been saying for a long time that the two areas that small business owners need to really ramp up their professionalism and their knowledge of our marketing and human resources. We don't do a great job of doing the research and being more professional at finding new employees and all the different elements of human resources. We need to do a better job there, and also in the area of marketing, because those are two areas that are not so intuitive, and most of us don't have that background. And so we don't do, when we start our small businesses, we grow our small businesses, we don't always do a great job of that. Now, when I read your book, though, Kevin, you seem to have that attitude about all marketers. So.
Which is true. The large majority of marketing programs in the U.S. are failures. And my career, Peter's career, is dedicated to trying to turn this situation around.
Where are we stuck? Where's the problem?
Oh, there are lots of problems. But the biggest problem is that that lots of folks think that marketing is simple, that it is intuitive, and that all they have to do is apply their gut judgment to any decision, whether it be a small business decision involving the expenditure of $10,000 or whether it be an expenditure of $100 million for a major company. They think that all they have to do is use their intuition and they can make the right decision. And more often than not, the intuitive-based decision is the wrong thing to do.
Mm-hmm. It can be pretty seductive, though, can it, though? I mean, your gut can really convince you and help you justify why you should do things. And it's a lot handier, too, isn't it? Making gut decisions is a lot handier than head decisions, because
It's handier. It's so much easier. I mean,
it's been more fun.
Sure. Instead of spending, you know, 2 or 3 weeks or sometimes 2 or 3 months.
Or asking advice, God forbid, right?
Yeah, you can make it in 5 minutes.
Right. Or even, you know, God forbid you'd ask for advice or help from somebody who maybe knows more than you, right?
Here's a popular gut decision-making tool that your listeners will get a kick out of. And here's a published tool. If you have a decision to make with three options, for example, let's say that you have three products that you might introduce and you only want to introduce one of them. I want you to imagine those three options as apples. Now close your eyes, and imagine those apples in space about 18 inches away from your nose. And the three apples, decision A, decision B, decision C, they're floating around out there. Now, the intuitive decision-making experts say that in a few minutes, one of those apples will become larger and more ripe than the other two. And that's the decision you should make. Now, is not the nuttiest thing you've ever heard?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And yet people are using the three-apple approach to make intuitive decisions.
Well, the reason why I really want to talk about the marketing on my show as often as I can, Kevin, is because you talked about $10,000. A lot of small business owners are making $1,000 marketing decisions. Some are making $10,000 marketing decisions. But the truth is that $10,000 marketing decision could be more impactful one way or the other on a small business than a $100 million decision would be for Coca-Cola.
Definitely, definitely.
It could be more harmful or more beneficial. And so the stakes are higher for small business owners.
The stakes are higher, and it's easier to use your head with respect to the smaller decisions than it is with respect to the larger decisions. So therefore, the kind of thinking that we promote in the book, Your Gut is Still Not Smarter Than Your Head, is a type of thinking which is designed to make the small businesses far more successful and profitable than they are today.
Help us get our decision-making out of our gut into our head. What's the first step for a small business owner?
The first step for both small and large decision makers with respect to marketing is to nail the targeting and the positioning decision. By targeting, I mean, who do you want to go after? Who do you want as your customers? And then the positioning decision, what is it about your product, your service, your business that you want to communicate to that target in order to positively differentiate yourself from the competition? Apple Computer, for example, is all about simplicity.
Mm-hmm.
What is it about your business that makes you different from everyone else? And the fact is that in the U.S. today, people spend very little time thinking about targeting. They assume, we're just going to go after everyone in the community.
See, that's
and
one of the big
little time thinking about positioning.
That's one of the big problems with small business owners. What you just said about finding who is your target market, before I would say that to a small business owner, I would grab them by their cheeks. Just grab them by the side of their head, and I would say, okay, understand this. Everybody on planet Earth is not your prospect. Now that we got that established, who is your target market? We're going to get Kevin Clancy to help us some more with this very important topic of marketing for your small business right after these messages. He and Mr. Peter Krieg are the co-authors of Your Gut is Still Not Smarter Than Your Head. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Bit of Chicago for you there. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and having a great visit with our new friend, Kevin Clancy. New friend, soon to be old friend. Kevin, I got some news for you. We're sort of like the Hotel California. You can check out anytime you like around here, but you can never leave. So now that we know who you are, we're going to hang around. We're going to hang on to you and make you come back or invite you, I guess I should say, to come back another day and to keep talking to us about marketing. This is a very important topic. By the way, folks, the book is called Your Gut is Still Not Smarter Than Your Head. And he's trying to get it across to us that we've got to do a little more research. We've got to be a little more patient. We've got to be a little more intentional and a little more professional about our marketing effort than we have been. And one of the things...
And you have to decide whether you want to have a happy, successful small business or whether you want to grow your small business into something much, much larger and national in scope.
Mm-hmm.
Very quick story. We were working with a couple of guys in the little town of Burlington, Vermont, and they decided they wanted to start an energy company and brand kilowatt hours. I thought that was the craziest thing I ever heard. But we developed a targeting strategy with them, which was to target people who were willing to pay 15% more, not less, more for clean energy. We developed a positioning strategy, which was clean, green energy made from the raging rivers of North America, the prevailing winds, and the sun. And within 4 years, it was the largest deregulated energy company in America.
Wow.
Everybody can do that if they put their mind to it.
And one of the things I like about what you just said is so important for small business owners is, you know, we talked a minute ago about the fact that everybody's not their prospect. But the other thing that they got to get into their head is once they recognize that everybody's not their prospect and that they need to be targeting the people who are more likely to do business with them, you can charge those people more than the general public.
And the bigger the problem that you can solve for those people, the more they're willing to pay.
Right.
Take, for example, David McHugh. David McHugh is a local guy up here who observed when he was going into big box retailers and supermarkets that the aisles were all beaten up and the checkout counters were all beaten up by the shopping carts. So McHugh had a simple idea. He developed a shopping cart that had colorful rubber bumpers around it. He developed shopping carts that had little automobile for the kids in the front of it, so the little kids could drive around in the shopping cart with mom. And before you knew it, Q had the leading company in the country making these safe, protective carts. And now he's a fabulously wealthy guy.
Well, tell us, let's get back to what we can do specifically, what you recommend that the average, the typical small business owner can do out there to get their decision-making out of their gut into their head. You said a minute ago, as we went to the break, you know, identify the fact that that everybody's not your prospect. Find your target market. Then what do?
Develop the positioning strategy, which is that message strategy. And my recommendation there is to go out and have conversations with 20 or 30 of the people you believe to be your hot prospects and find out what problems do they have that you can solve.
Or opportunities what opportunities could you help them find? It might not just be a problem. It might be an opportunity.
That's a possibility as well. I focus on problems all the time simply because a classic definition of marketing is that it's a discipline concerned with solving people's problems with products and services and doing it profitably. But once you find that opportunity, once you find that problem, then you develop a message about your business that appeals just to the target about that problem or opportunity. And in so doing, you differentiate yourself from everybody else. Another real quick story. Some folks down in Brazil had a beer that was going nowhere. It was called Skol Beer. And they decided to focus on what they believe to be their hottest target, and that is, you know, relatively younger people who love the outdoors, love going to the beach, love skiing in winter, and they developed a positioning strategy for the beer, which was, this is the beer that goes down smooth. And people said, well, you're never going to do anything with this brand, but in short order, in a very, very large market, Skol went from nowhere in Brazil to the number one brand in Brazil, then the number one brand in South America. And today, Skol is the number three brand in the world, despite the fact that not a drop of it is sold in North America. How's that for success?
Well, one of the things that you got to do, though, all the things that you're talking about are things that I think small business owners can contribute to. But I don't think it's the kind of thing that most of us are trained to do on our own. And that's the reason why I recommend small business owners find someone to help them with their messaging. What do you think? I got 20 seconds.
Go to the local university and ask a marketing professor if they would assign some students to work on a project for your business. And have the small business owner cover their out-of-pocket costs, you know, for paper, for telephone calls, whatever. It's nothing.
Good idea. Kevin, give us your website before you go, quickly.
CopernicusMarketing.com.
Your gut is still not smarter than your head. Kevin Clancy. Thanks, Kevin. See you next time.
Okay. Thank you, Jim.
Cool.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.